Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for May 9th, 2017 is now called to order. I'd ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Always want to say play ball.
It is real tempting, isn't it?
Yeah, except those days when we had to do the nine-pinning stretch.
Yeah.
On earrings. Okay, next we'll have a roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout is absent excused. Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham with the City Attorney's Office representing the Civil Service Board.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. I see there's no one in the audience, so we'll move on to item AB, announcements by members of the Civil Service Board of Commissioners and staff. Do we have any announcements today?
No.
None? Okay. Our next item is item AC, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions today.
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 and A2 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull either item for discussion or both?
No.
No? Okay, I would ask for that motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. It ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A3, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
Next item is item A4. Reports from the City of San Bernardino Civil Service Board of Commissioners. Do we have any reports today?
Nowhere.
No. Moving on to item A5, a report from the Chief Examiner.
All right. I wanted to take this opportunity to provide you with an update on some of the movement that will be taking place relative to implementation of our new city charter. As you know, that was approved by voters in November of 2016 and then has been since filed and received, and so has gone into effect as of February 2017. So with that, we are working through each of the steps that's going to require to change our organizational structure to reflect the requirements of the new charter. In that, as you know, we've talked about, it names the Personnel Commission as the body that will address disciplinary appeal hearings. And so we will be asking council to move forward on an interim basis to name the Civil Service Board of Commissioners as the Personnel Commission, enabling you to address or function within the confines of our new charter and hear disciplinary appeal cases that are coming before you, including the one that will be upcoming in June. So we wanted to make sure that those things were updated, that we make the necessary modifications that would basically amend the rules that pertain to disciplinary appeal hearings specifically, referencing where it references the Civil Service Board, that it would reference the Personnel Commission being the body that will hear those items. This will be a multi-phase process. There are a lot of things that need to be updated. The personnel rules and exhaustive review is underway, and there will be a lot of updates that will be coming associated with that. This first presentation to the council will not be that. It really will be establishing something in the interim basis to ensure that everything references appropriately. You transitioning from the personnel or the Civil Service Board to the Personnel Commission, and then the rules that guide our process for disciplinary appeals tied to the Personnel Commission specifically. So in June, the municipal or the council is scheduled to have a workshop that will pertain specifically to issues surrounding all of our boards and commissions and committees. In that mix will be the Personnel Commission, insofar as clearly defining, because our former charter did define the Civil Service Board Commission's terms of office and different functions of the board that are not included currently in our municipal code. Those things need to be updated to accurately reflect what the intent of council is at this point in time. So that's going to take some time to do that. We want to give an opportunity for input, of course, from the council to make that decision. So this is kind of an interim step to ensure we have a system in place that's functioning, but allowing for that opportunity for the detailed workshop and the other changes that are going to need to take place. So I wanted just to make sure that you were aware that this would be something that would be coming forward, make sure it's something that you're comfortable with, and certainly address any questions that you have. And I don't know, Stephen, if you have anything that you'd like to add.
No, we're going to try to make the transition as painless as possible. And so initially that is going to include the members of this body becoming members of the Personnel Board and operating essentially under the same rules that you currently operate under when it comes to disciplinary hearings. And that way there's a system in place that can handle things while, as Rebecca discussed, the pretty extensive process goes through. That's pretty much all I have to say on it.
I think it's really important that if there's anything, since we depend on you so much and you're really on top of what's going on, if there's anything we can do to assist you, if you see a direction that possibly someone's going that might not facilitate what you have to do, please let us know so we can say something. Something that I was kind of concerned about when I was watching the meeting downstairs on television, is there was a discussion about appointments. And under the old civil service rule, the civil service board was appointed by the mayor. Now, I thought that was an excellent idea, because when civil service came into being in this city, we had a lot of people go through their council people to get special dispensation to get jobs on the city.
Right.
And with our chief executive officer, the mayor, coming from the whole city and representing the whole city, I think they were able to put a kibosh on that kind of concept. And so if possible, just put a bug in somebody's ear, because I would not like to see that change. And I know the council sounded like they really wanted to change that.
I agree with you on that.
So I don't know what's going to go with that, but it's just the thought that I had.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Oh, good.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what happens is you get little clicks or favoritism or whatever, and which that's not good.
Yeah. And so just the thought from the board that's represented here today that possibly you could bring up, Steve.
Sure. The method, if we're talking about the method in which people are appointed to the civil or to the Personnel Commission,
yeah,
it's going to take me probably 30 years to get it right.
Then they'll change it again.
And I'll be the old guy to get it right. The charter does prescribe how those appointments are made.
Yeah.
And so I think that the mayor will still have a very strong voice in that.
Yeah.
And I think he actually may get a vote.
Yeah, he has a vote.
I think he has even more power than he used to. And so I think that, you know, that has actually been discussed so that they're familiar with the new process.
Okay. Oh, all right. That's how we feel.
Well, in I guess a couple other things that I didn't mention. So in addition to the resolution that will make those amendments to our existing civil service rules, enabling this body to continue to hear those cases, we will have an ordinance change that will be presented. This would be the first reading of that ordinance change that will specifically relate to section 2 or chapter 2.5 of the municipal code, and that references the civil service rules and regulations as they currently exist. So I wanted to make sure that you had a copy of that. Not the changes that are going to be presented specifically, but an actual copy of how the Chapter 2.5 currently reads. So likely what we'll be doing is repealing the existing section chapter and then making updates that are reflective of the structure as it should be under our new city charter. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. Of course, I will have a first reading, a second reading, and then it's 30 days after the second reading that new change to the municipal code will go into effect.
Okay.
So we've got kind of an interim process for that. There will also be changes that will be forthcoming relative to the human resources, the section in the municipal code that deals with human resources or personnel, the rules, those types of things under our new city charter will fall under the auspices or direction of our human resources department. So those will be some of the shifts that we'll be seeing upcoming.
Very similar to general law of cities, that was.
Very similar. With our own Sam Radino flair.
This is just, yeah, we like to put a twist on things. Of course, there will be a change in my job classification that is going to be presented to council. If you listened to the budget meeting last night, you would have heard that they are already shifting in terms of planning for the budget, shifting the civil service department's budget under the office of the city manager. That will include a shift of my reporting structure to be under the office of the city manager as well, with a dotted line, of course, to human resources as it relates to any of the personnel matters that we're going to be dealing with. So I wanted you to be aware of kind of all of those pieces that are going to be coming forward to council.
I'm very happy to hear that, because I think it's real important to keep the office that you fill separate from human resources in certain aspects, not like hiring and firing and all that, the day-to-day routines where a lot of the department heads are much more knowledgeable than we are about job classifications and job requirements and things like that. But I'm happy to hear that. How do you feel about it, may I ask?
I think it's good. You know, there are a lot of different ways that we could be structured as an organization, but I think as we, you know, head into this next phase, it's a very workable course of action, and it keeps the component for the personnel commission separate from HR, so that we continue to not be involved in terms of staff support and the investigative component of disciplinary actions, so that we have a neutral body, including the staff support, that is going to be providing assistance to you as that commission when those matters are brought forward to us. So I think it's a workable solution in light of the changes that are before us. So I think it's.
And Councilor, is the city attorney, I assume, is very supportive of what we're going with it?
Yes, it's important that we maintain rules and procedures for disciplinary. We can't have a period where there aren't any. Exactly. And it's also important that insofar as the Personnel Commission is going to require staff, or Rebecca and myself, that we maintain that neutrality so that we can offer impartial advice. Neither Rebecca or I will be involved in the investigative stage of any disciplinary action, just like we are now.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Very good. I want to say thank you to each of you for your service on this commission, your continued willingness to serve on the Personnel Commission. I personally am very grateful. The city as a whole is very grateful for what you do. It is an extremely important role, and we're really glad to have citizens like each of you that are willing to serve in this capacity. So I just wanted to say that. You deserve a lot of kudos for what you do. So
really appreciate all the support you give us.
And I am so happy myself to be a part of a group that has been in this city for so long and seen so many changes.
That's true.
It's really very fortunate for this committee to be like that, because a lot of them aren't, where you have to live here 2 years to be appointed to a board. So I'm happy to see that. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And with that report, we'll move on to item A6, closed session. I don't believe we have any closed session items today. Our next item is adjournment, item A7. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of May 23rd, 2017, if I can have the motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Something else.
No, Rebecca's got it.
Okay.
Before we adjourn, I had one more thing to add, and I think Stephen probably also has something to add. I should have mentioned that moving forward, as we move into this new function and capacity, the Civil Service Board moving to the Personnel Commission, your role and responsibility will be confined to the disciplinary appeals process. So items that had been brought before you previously will no longer be brought before you with these changes that go before the council on Monday. So I wanted you to be aware you won't be seeing items like probation or releases coming before you any longer. Those are going to be handled in an administrative capacity through the appointing authority, which would be through human resources, and then up into the city manager's office, or in the case of the water department, through the water board.
Okay.
So I apologize, I forgot to mention that little piece. And Stephen, you had something else.
Oh, I was just going to ask, where are we meeting next?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That will also very important. Thank you. So you can see all the tags on the table.
Yes.
We are moving, and the civil service hearing room or personnel hearing room will be across the street in the 215 building. I will make sure that for our next meeting that you actually get an update.
Which floor?
It'll be on the second floor.
Second floor.
So it's a really nice space, much improved from where we are currently. I think it will be a much better impression. It'll be the space that we use for new employee orientation, as well as hearings and a number of other things. So from that perspective, I'm really excited about that. So I think that you'll really be happy with the space that we're moving into. And it's very close. So if you forget, it's not a far walk to get to the appropriate place.
Is there parking behind?
You can park in my... there is parking behind the 215, but it's always packed. So if you can't get parking here, just park in my parking.
Oh, okay.
Great.
And our parking structure will remain open so that you can park here.
Okay.
Well, this is where the majority of employees likely will be parking with limited spaces.
Yeah, we used to, I had a little cubicle over there for 2 years when I first started business. And that parking lot is always jammed.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can, especially this time of day, be able to find a spot in there.
And I hope to not see any commissioners jaywalking.
Yeah, exactly.
All the lawyers, you know, all the Gil Williams people do. I see them every day.
Because it is kind of in the middle of the street.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah,
walk down to one end or the other.
I'm very good about going to the crosswalk. I taught my kids always use the crosswalk.
So I will, like I say, with the next agenda, I'll send out detailed instructions about where to go and all of that good stuff. We are scheduled to move on Saturdays. So Civil Service and Human Resources, our scheduled move date is Saturday the 20th. So right before we go into our next Civil Service or Personnel Commission meeting schedule.
We'll make it easy.
It's going to take a while.
It is going to take a while. We will get there eventually.
It's like when the year changes and you got to start staying in the new year and it's like already on your checks or whatever paperwork.
Okay, and back to our agenda. Can I have that motion?
My motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here today.
So they call it the library board, the water board, but the personnel commission.
I think.